Good morning, and I'm glad to be here worshiping with you here at the Mandarin congregation this morning.
早上好，我们高兴来这边跟大家中文堂的朋友们一起敬拜。
And today is the first day of the period in the church calendar that we call Advent.
今天是我们叫做在教会上我们叫做降临节的一天。
And this Advent, we're looking forward to the birth of Christ.
今天我们要预备耶稣的诞生，预备耶稣的降临。
So we're looking forward to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so for the next weeks, we'll be talking about Jesus and how we look forward to Him.
我们期待耶稣的降临，所以在接下来一周，我们将要来探讨这样的话题。
So we want to take a few minutes this morning and think about the birth of Jesus.
我们在今天早上将来花一点时间来思考耶稣的诞生。
And when we think about the birth of Jesus, we think of things like angels coming to Mary and telling her what's going to happen.
当我们想到耶稣的降生的时候，我们经常想到的是天使来对玛利亚说，将要发生的事。
We have, we know about the shepherds that are being visited by angels and being told that Jesus has come, and then they go and they visit the baby Jesus.
我们也知道天使报喜讯给那些牧羊人，然后牧羊人听到这个消息后就去看望耶稣。
And we read about Joseph and Mary, how they go to Bethlehem to register and to be counted for the census that's happening.
我们也读到说约瑟和玛利亚去到伯利恒，他们当时去报名上册。
And so these are all probably, if you've been in church for a while, these are familiar pictures in our mind.About Christmas and about the birth of Jesus.
当我们想到圣诞节，当我们想到耶稣诞生的时候，我们经常会想到刚刚说到的这些事情。
But I also want to think. I want us to think this morning about something else.
我希望今天早上大家能够再思考一些别的事情。
And the idea is about Jesus and prayer.
我们今天早上要探讨的主题是耶稣和祷告。
And how prayer was a part of Jesus's life.
是祷告如何是。耶稣一生中的一部分。
Prayer surrounded him even before his birth, at his birth, and through his whole life.
祷告在耶稣出生之前，在祷告耶稣他诞生的那一刻，甚至祷告也陪伴了耶稣一生的时间。
And so, as we think about the birth of Jesus, we can also be thinking about prayer.
当我们想到耶稣诞生的时候，我们也能想到祷告。
And prayer is one of our core values here at VCBC.
祷告是我们教会的核心。
Prayer should be at the center of all we do.
祷告也是应该成为我们生活的中心。
We should be moving forward as a church, as a church together in prayer.
我们教会在祷告中成长。
When we're reaching out into the community, we reach out with a basis in prayer.
我们在祷告中来关怀我们周围的社区。
When we come together here on Sunday morning, we come to worship, we come to hear from God's word, but we also come and we pray together.
我们星期天早上一起来到这里，一起敬拜，我们一起来听神的话语，我们也一起祷告。
We meet to pray together during the week. We should be praying at home with our families and on our own.
我们在周中也不间断的祷告，我们也应该和我们的家人在一起来祷告。
We pray for our families, we pray for our health, for our church, we pray for one another.
我们为我们的家庭，我们的健康，我们的教会也为我们彼此来一起祷告。
And so we see prayer as being so important.
所以我们看到祷告的重要性。
And prayer and Jesus coming together as he comes to live here on earth.
我们也看到祷告在耶稣他降生之前也一直陪伴着他。
And so I want us to look at a few places where we see prayer and Jesus coming together.
我们来一起看一些耶稣和祷告的一些经文。
And the first is in Luke chapter 1 verses 11 to 13 where Zechariah and Elizabeth are praying for a child.
我们先来看路加福音的第一章的一到十三节，撒加利亚和伊丽莎白一同为他们的孩子来祷告。
And it said, the Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 11 to 13,Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John.
路加福音第一章第一到第三节，有主的使者站在香堂的右边向他显现，撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕，天使对他说，撒加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了，你的妻子以利沙伯要为你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
Now Zechariah was a priest and he was married to Elizabeth.
撒加利亚是一个祭司，他娶了以利沙伯为妻。
And they were both very committed and very faithful to God.
他们在神面前都是义人。
And Zechariah, not only was he a priest, but his wife was a descendant of Aaron, who was one of the founders of the priesthood.
不仅撒加利亚他是祭司，他的妻子以撒伯也是亚伦后裔，亚伦是建立祭司的位分的那个人。
You really couldn't find a couple who were more dedicated to God.
你们不能找到比他们还要敬虔敬畏神的夫妻了。
The Bible says that they observed all of God's commandments perfectly.
圣经说他们完美的遵行神所给他们的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的。
Yet they grew old together without having any children.
但他们年纪老迈了，却没有孩子。
And then one time God comes and he tells Zechariah that his prayers have been answered.
接下来神就 有一次神就来到神就告诉撒加利亚说神已经听到他的祷告。
Elizabeth is going to have a child even though she's very old, and they're going to call this child, they're going to name him John.
他的妻子以利沙伯尽管他已经年纪老迈，但他要给他生一个儿子，并且要给这个儿子取名为约翰。
And John is a very special person.
约翰是一个很特别的一个人。
The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 1 verse 17 that John will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
在约翰福音一章的第十七节，就告诉我们约翰将要为预备百姓来迎接将要来的救主耶稣。约翰 是一位像以利亚一样的先知，他将来到世间来预备耶稣的道路。
So John is an answer to prayer, and he prepares the way for the Lord Jesus to come.
约翰他自己本身他就是神对预备耶稣 道路的这样一个祷告，神对这样一个祷告的垂听。
So his parents were praying for a child.
他的父母 为一个孩子来祷告，向神祷告。
And they were serving God.
他们也同时也在服侍神。
And then God answers their prayer.
然后神就听了他们的祷告。
And they give him, they don't give him just any old child, but they give him John.
他们神并没有给他们一个普通的孩子，而是给他们约翰。
And John is needed because he's going to prepare the way for Jesus.
约翰是要来预备耶稣的道路的。
And we read, as we read in the Bible account, we read that John is just a little bit older than Jesus. This wasn't happening years before, but just months before Jesus was born.
我们看从圣经可以看到，约翰是比耶稣要年长几个月的时间。
And so we see this leading into Jesus by John.
我们看到约翰来为耶稣来做准备。
So the one who comes in an answer to Zechariah's prayer is somehow leading to Jesus.
所以对撒加利亚祷告的回应，也导致了接下来耶稣的诞生。
So even before Jesus is born, prayers are answered to prepare the way for his coming.
即便是在耶稣诞生之前，祷告也被应允了，来预备耶稣的诞生。
And so it's important to see here how John prepares the way for Jesus.
我们在这里可以看到约翰是如何来预备耶稣的道路的。
But it's also important to see the answer to Zechariah and Elizabeth's prayer is much more than they ever expected.
也可以看到说神对撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯的祷告的回应是远超过他们所求所想的。
They were just looking for a child.
他们只是想要一个孩子。
Their heart's desire was just for a child.
他们心里渴望的只是一个孩子。
And God blesses them with so much more.
但神给他们比一个孩子更多更多的祝福。
God gave them this special child and named him John.
神给了他们约翰。
John was preparing the way for the Lord Jesus to come.
约翰为耶稣的到来预备道路。
John was in Israel and he was baptizing people. He was baptizing so that Jesus would be shown to the nation of Israel. And John pointed people towards Jesus. And he did that with his words and with his deeds, but he also did it in a very literal way. When John sees Jesus, he points to him and he says, "Look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And when John's followers started to leave him and go to Jesus, he was like, "That's fine. That's what should be happening."
And so
we see that God answered the prayers of Zechariah and Elizabeth and gave them more than they could ever imagine. Through the prayers of this husband and wife, God gave them one who would prepare the way for Jesus, the Messiah. So you see that God is at work answering prayers that lead to the coming of Jesus. So even before Jesus is born, even before God tells Mary that she's going to have a child, God is answering prayers to prepare the way for Jesus. And so we see the connection between the prayers of Zechariah and Elizabeth and Jesus himself. And that connection is through John the Baptist. And then we see that Jesus himself is also an answer to prayer. And we see this in Luke chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 and verses 36 to 38.
我们可以从路加福音的第二章28节到32节和36节到38节来看到耶稣本身他就是对祷告的一个回应。And
the Bible says in these passages, Simeon took him in his arms, took Jesus in his arms, baby Jesus, and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And then down in verse 37, Luke chapter 2, verse 36, "There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem."
路加福音的第二章28节到32节说到，西面就用手接过他来，这里他就是婴儿的耶稣，接过他来称颂神说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民前所预备的。” 是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。路加福音36节到38节说，又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚瑟支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，从做童女出嫁的时候，同丈夫住了7年就寡居了。现在已经84岁了，并不离开圣殿，进食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，她进来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
So this is interesting because Jesus' parents weren't praying for a child. Mary and Joseph were only engaged, they weren't married yet. They didn't want a child. That was something that was going to come later for them, after they were married. And so we don't read about Mary and Joseph praying for baby Jesus to come. But we do read about Simeon and Anna, who were looking forward to the Messiah coming. They were not married, they were not husband and wife, but they were both there serving in the temple waiting for the Messiah. And God had told Simeon that he was going to live to see the Messiah come. And so when Mary and Joseph bring the baby Jesus, somehow Simeon and Anna, they know that this is the Messiah who has come. Simeon praises God for what he has done. And Anna had been in the temple for years and years, fasting and praying. They were both praying for something that they wanted. They wanted to see the Messiah. God had promised Simeon that he was going to see the Messiah, and so he was looking forward. He was anticipating that time when he would. And Anna had spent her time in the temple fasting and praying. And she too gave thanks to God for this Messiah who has come, this baby Jesus. God had provided the one that they were waiting for. Anna's prayers were answered. So these people, they were looking for the Messiah. They were expecting him to come. And they were praying that this Messiah would come and rescue them. And when Jesus came, they knew the Messiah had arrived and God had answered their prayers. And so we see that Jesus himself is an answer to prayer. As we look back on him and we reflect on his birth and the story of his birth and his coming at this time of year, we are reminded that his coming is an answer to prayer. And then we see that Jesus also teaches us to pray. And we read about that in Luke 11, verses 1 to
4.
And it says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. So we see first people are praying for John, for this one who comes before Jesus. And then we see Jesus coming in an answer to prayer, and then we see Jesus teaching us how to pray.
出生之前啊、就已经有人为他预备道路来祷告，在他出生的时候他自己也成为一个祷告的回应。现在我们又看到耶稣在世上的时候来如何教导别人要怎样祷告。
The disciples want to know how to pray, so they stop. They ask Jesus, "How should we pray?"
门徒想要知道如何祷告，所以他们请求耶稣来教导他们。
So he tells them the simple prayer that we just read.
耶稣就告诉了他们一个简单的祷告，就是我们刚刚读到的主祷文。
We also find it in Matthew chapter 6, and we're probably very familiar with this prayer.
我们可能已经很熟悉主祷文了，主祷文也在马太福音的第六章出现过。
So we see how much Jesus' life revolves around prayer. All around Jesus there is prayer. Before he is born, at his birth, and then during his life, there is prayer. And then he gives, even in his life, he gives himself as an example of praying. And so, Jesus teaches us to pray. And prayer is so much a part of his life, it should be a part of ours as well. And it's interesting when we look at Jesus' teaching us how to pray, how simple that prayer is. You can take the Lord's Prayer apart and see the different parts, but you can just notice here today that it's just a very simple prayer. Sometimes we might think our prayers need to be very long and use big words. That by praying that way, we'll impress God. And maybe if our prayers are long and fancy, God will be more inclined to answer our prayers. And maybe we even think that if our prayers are long and use big words, other people will be impressed by our prayers. But that's not how how Jesus teaches us to pray. We're to pray simply and pray from our hearts. Not pray to impress others, but just pray to talk to God. And so if we wonder how to pray, here's a very simple prayer we can pray. If we don't know how to pray, here's a very simple prayer for us to pray. And then we see another thing that Jesus also teaches us to pray in His name. Jesus, in John chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, Jesus teaches us to pray. It's John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14.
是约翰福音十四章的十三到十四节。
And Jesus says to his disciples, he says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
Sorry, I don't have the Chinese Bible.
So Jesus teaches us to pray in His name. And if you ever wonder why at the end of our prayers we pray in Jesus' name, Jesus has told us this is how we should pray.
有时候我们会问说，为什么我们每次祷告之后，我们都要说奉耶稣的名？这其实是耶稣教导我们的。
Praying in Jesus' name is praying with his authority. We are not telling God what to do. Because sometimes we make that mistake. We make a mistake in our prayers of praying and we're telling God all the things that we think he should do for us. Our prayers can be like, God, give me a job, fill my bank account, heal me, whatever. You know, and it's like we're telling God what to do. Instead, we ask God. We tell him our needs, the cares, the things that are on our heart. And we don't do it because we have authority over God, but because we're praying in Jesus' name. Also, praying in Jesus' name means we're trying to pray according to God's will, not our own will, not what we want. It's like in the Lord's Prayer in that one phrase where we say, Your will be done. We put aside ourselves and we submit to God's will. We pray for things that will honor and glorify Jesus. And so that's what praying in Jesus' name means. And so we see these three things that are connect Jesus in prayer. We see John praying that or John's parents praying for him, and he comes in order that to prepare the way for Jesus. We see Jesus as an answer to prayer and then Jesus teaching us how to pray. And so we're to pray. Jesus' life was surrounded by prayer. Before he was born, at his birth and in his life, there was prayer. And so at this time of year, when we are thinking about the birth of Christ and leading up to the birth of Christ, we also need to be thinking about prayer. And in all the time that we are thinking about Christmas, let's give a minute and let's give some time to pray as well. And we can do all kinds of things during the season of Advent. But maybe one thing we can do is we can pray. Even as we here at church, we've put up decorations for Christmas. And if you see the sanctuary upstairs, it's all decorated for Christmas. And as we do these things, maybe as we do them at home, we can pray as well. And we can try. Maybe as we move to Christmas, as we spend the days coming up to Christmas, maybe we can start each day with just a prayer. And we can take Jesus' example and his teaching and just pray that simple prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Because prayer is important. And so we need to practice it. We need to do it in our lives. And as we move towards Christmas, this is a great time to have a focus on prayer. And so let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the coming of Jesus.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你了，耶稣为我们降生了。
And how we see prayer before he came and through his life.
我们看到祷告在他出生之前为他预备道路，也看到祷告在他一生中伴随着他。
Lord, help us to pray.
神啊，教导我们如何祷告。
Give us that heart that wants to pray, that wants to spend that time talking to you.
给我们那颗心能够来愿意来向你来诉说，也愿意来和你来相处。
And as we think about Christmas and all that comes with it, help us to also take time to pray.
当我们在准备一个圣诞节的时候，也让我们一同来静下心来向你祷告。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名祈求，阿门。